Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.
That is Texas Hold'em, of course, from Beyoncé. Right, we're going to get another theme on now. And this theme is the theme to a very famous film starring Dustin Hoffman. It's the theme to Hook. You see, I have thought about today's show, and the reason I'm playing that is because we are about to talk about Wendy and Peter Pan, which is on at the Gaiety Theatre. It's fast approaching, in fact. Carl Parker from Parker Snell is with us. This is your latest production, Carl.
It is.
Are you excited?
I mean, it's on next Thursday, so it's been intense because we only rehearsed for like 3 weeks and then we're in. So we're at the stage now where it's all coming together, and then we get into the theatre on Sunday, start rehearsal, and then we open on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh my word! Yeah. How exciting! Now, I say Wendy and Peter Pan. This is a slightly different production because it was commissioned by the RSC, by the Royal Shakespeare Company. Yeah. This particular version. Tell us a bit about it.
So, like you said, Royal Shakespeare Company, Stratford-upon-Avon, commissioned it back in 2013. So it was their sort of winter season production that they did. And it's a very sort of modern, contemporary Peter Pan that people weren't expecting, people wouldn't have seen on the Isle of Man. And we did the classical sort of traditional Peter Pan back in 2016. This is, as I say, updated. The dialogue is far better, far wittier. It's brilliant. And I would say it verges more on Pirates of the Caribbean-esque than the sort of traditional Peter Pan that people have in their mind. So it's
is there any
treat.
Flying?
I'm going to say...
Well, no, you know what? Don't spoil it. You're not supposed to ask things like that, aren't you?
Because it gives it
all away.
Yeah, a lot of it is down to the imagination. Now, see, in the RSC version, which obviously we're not trying to replicate, is that they had what they call shadows. So they would... There's like six people would come on stage and they would lift Peter in the air and do all this and go around the stage. So what this adaptation lends itself to is a very creative way of flying, doing the fights and all sorts, which... maybe I could give one element away. For example, one of the big fights between Peter Pan and Captain Hook is more of a tug of war rather than sparring with swords. Even though Ooh. We do have sword fights, there are other elements that, as I say, audiences hopefully will be very much entertained by.
I love this because I was checking out the blurb earlier and it sounds so dramatic because it says, set against the backdrop of winter in 1908 in London, the story unfolds as snow blankets the city. It just sounds ace already just from that. Of course, there is, as you mentioned, you know, some swashbuckling fights, it says. It'll be thrilling, a wonderful spectacle. And I'm delighted to say you've brought Wendy with you, haven't you?
I have.
Wendy.
Hello.
I don't know whether to get you to speak as Wendy. No, I'm not going to speak, but tell us about your character. Tell us about this Wendy that you're playing, because as we've just been hearing from Carl, this is a slightly different adaptation, isn't it? So, I mean, what can we kind of expect from your Wendy? Because she's a bit different.
Yeah, so the playwright Ella Hickson, she wanted to approach it and kind of retell the story from Wendy's perspective. So it's kind of, there are the traditional elements, but it's blended with the modern. So we see Wendy, she's still this loving, caring, mothering figure, but that's not all she is. She's going to Neverland on a mission. She's got a lot more feistiness to her. She's going to be a bit more of a warrior, a leader type. And that's really kind of one of the biggest differences you'll see in this production.
And does that mean a lot to you as a young woman kind of getting out there on the stage?
Yes.
Do you kind of connect with that?
I was speaking to this... to someone a couple of days ago about how there's going to be a bit more like fighting with Wendy, and she said, oh my gosh, Wendy's fighting, what in the world. But I said it's kind of coming at it from like a more feminist perspective, and she likened it to like Enola Holmes, where she's off in the world.
I've still not seen that. It's going to be really good.
You should
that.
Watch I it watch I love that. It's got Millie Bobby Brown in it. Yeah.
Yeah,
so she's on a mission this time around in Neverland. She's got purpose, she's got fight to her.
There does seem a lot of that. I mean, you mentioned Millie Bobby Brown, who's just in that film Damsel as well, which is, there seems to be a
like
lot of
that. Those vibes.
Yeah.
So it's bringing it to a modern audience. So I love that Peter Pan, whilst it's a traditional story, there are so many variations of it. And I think every generation has an adaptation. So I like the fact that every adaptation can grow as we evolve too. And this is what our one's going to do.
Oh, very well said. And
Thank
do you,
you
have any kind of favourite moments in the production?
There are a lot of favourite moments. A favourite character would be Smee. He's a fan favourite in the rehearsal room. I don't want to spoil it, but the set is going to be very magical. It's going to be quite visually pleasing to see, so it's going to be a treat to watch.
Well, that's the thing, Carl, isn't it? Because I suppose when it comes to a production of this nature, you know, magical is what it's all about, but mm-hmm. creating that on a stage can be quite tricky. How have you found that?
Yeah, I mean, people who come to watch our productions generally will know our style, because we kind of have a philosophy in the sense that we generally go minimalist, but we put a lot of emphasis into a lighting design and just whatever the play is. So, for example, with Wendy and Peter Pan, it's very fluid and it's very fast-paced. So it doesn't lend itself to big, bulky sets and so on, because it has to be very fast-paced. But what I can say is that there's going to be a lot of fairy lights dotted around everywhere and some special effects in terms of the lighting design. And, you know, there's going to be things that's going to fly in, fly out and so on. So visually, hopefully it will be stunning in places. So,
quite
yeah.
Magical.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Oh, do you feel like you've never grown up, Carl?
I hope I don't.
It's just, and that's the whole thing about this. I love the whole story, the whole, you know, from the original J.M. Barrie. It's just that idea that we need to hold on to our childhood and always have a little element of being kids about us, which is why I also like the fact, as I mentioned, that it is apparently Fish Fingers and Custard Day. Because, you know, this is all about not growing up and being childish sometimes, you know, so why not? Well, listen, I've got something I'm going to play for you now. I'm going to introduce you to one of the members of the Lost Boy cast. I was speaking to one of the actual Lost Boys from the Parker and Snell production of Wendy and Peter Pan. Here he is.
I am in Wendy and Peter Pan, put on by Parker and Snell Company, and I am playing a lost boy called Tootles, who is, he's a very shy character, and he can't do anything and that he's not brave, and then throughout the play he starts to believe in himself, build up courage, and he becomes this really bold character.
Very well described. I like that. And is this at the Gaiety Theatre as well?
It is at the Gaiety Theatre, yes.
What's it like performing on that stage?
Well, I've performed on it twice before, with the Railway Children, with Parker and Snell Company, and I was in Elf with Centre Stage Productions. And a lot of the people think that, like public speaking, it's really scary, especially being the Gaiety Theatre. It holds, 2,000-odd people. Really, when you're on stage, being the house lights are down and the lighting is coming towards you, you can't really see the people. So it's kind of like you're performing for nobody, but you really are. So it's very cool, and, you know, the main thing, though, is the people. The people make it what it is.
That's so true. Do you get to fly? That's what I want to know.
Not in this one. I don't get to fly, no.
How cute is that? That was Maximus James, who is one of the Lost Boys in Parker and Snell's Wendy and Peter Pan, which starts next week. Carl, what's it like listening to Maximus James there?
He's a little star, to be honest. I mean, he is very, very talented, and you know, he's due to move across to the UK, I think, in September, because, you know, he wants to pursue it professionally as a career. And I've got no doubt whatsoever that he will be a huge success as he gets old, because I think he's only about 11 or 12 years old.
He is,
at the moment.
Yeah, 11 years old.
But he's very confident, and is almost like he's born to play Tootle. He's absolutely brilliant and great to work with.
Because that's the thing, you've worked with children for so many years now, but of course, Peter Pan, Wendy and Peter Pan, there's a whole cast of young people.
Absolutely.
I mean, is it difficult to kind of choreograph and direct and deal with kids? Or do you find that on the Isle of Man, actually, they've quite often had experience, like Max said, anyway?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, for example, with this cast, some of the young actors who are playing, say, Lost Boys and part of the family, it'd be the first time that they've been on the Gaiety stage, or the first time that they've had a major role in a production. So they're kind of like a baptism of fire for them, because, as I say, we only rehearse for 3 weeks and then it's on. We're not like 3-6 months. So, but you know, they are talented, and it's part and parcel of, you know, developing the craft. I mean, they have to start somewhere. Everyone does. So, you know, it's exciting for them, at the same time frightening as well. A lot of anxiety and excitement, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. But, you know, we've got some good kids in this production.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I suppose they're sort of like your family as well on stage, yeah, aren't they? I mean, do you love performing with them?
Yeah, of course. I have my brothers, and we've clicked really well. Like we are a family.
Yeah.
And then it's really lovely to just see all the camaraderie between us. It kind of does echo in real life as well. So it's really a joy to share the stage with them.
Because as Carl was saying, it's quite intense, just a 3-week kind of rehearsal period, and
yeah,
then you're on, basically. I mean, how do you fit it all in? How do you manage?
We just do. We've got a good routine and rehearsing all the time, so you get into the flow of it and it becomes quite quick.
Yeah, well, it does sound like it's going to be a fabulous production. Just remind us again the dates, when it's on, how people get tickets, Carl.
Yeah, opens next Thursday on the 11th of April, runs to Saturday the 13th, and we've got six performances, 3 matinees, 3 evening performances, so it's a great thing for families to do in Easter. They get tickets, 600-555 or villagaiety.com.
Oh, he's learned that well, hasn't he? He's done a good job with that. Well, listen, in the meantime, all the very best. Again, I hate saying break a leg because it feels like you are actually... Don't break a leg, but do break a leg, if you know
thank
what I mean.
You, yeah.
You know, I know it will go absolutely brilliantly. And thanks for popping in, and thanks for the tickets, which I'm sure people will enjoy. Get your tickets now. This is sure to be an excellent thing for Easter.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.